although we may stop playing it, internally it will play in our consciousness and remain. Because that is the nature of the mantra. And gradually the mantra enters into our consciousness. It purifies the heart like a mirror. Jeevadarpanam says the consciousness is a mirror. That's interesting, because a mirror is meant to catch an image and then reflect it. So the consciousness is meant to catch an image and then reflect it. But what image to catch? Ah, so many images. Surface paradigms. But why are there shops in service paradise where you can turn gold and jewels into cash? Is that happiness? Or is that suffering's paradise? The mantra has a powerful influence. Even the hotel across the name, across the road, has mantra in its name. Some may say coincidence. We don't know. Like a mirror, and so many things are caught in that mirror. But the mirror is meant to capture Krishna. When the mirror is covered by the dust of material existence, then that mirror will make us forget. And the mantra then reawakens our original consciousness and cleanses the mirror and reconnects us with our original happy state. Hare Krishna. Yeah.